being a pacifist, especially over the past year with the war in Iraq and the war on terrorism in general, trying to explain to people that just because some person or some organization attacked us, that doesn't give us the right to attack them back, really didn't resonate with a lot of people. Their response to that, and to me being a pacifist, was, well, you're a coward and you don't love this country. And that kind of hurts a little bit, because I thought about leaving the country, but I realized we have a wonderful thing in this country, and as who I am and my freedom to be this religion, I should fight to make sure that our country stays beautiful and wonderful. And it, so yeah, definitely have had some issues with pacifism and friends.
I thought of a story. I was watching a Cubs game with my friends, so emotions were running really high. This is coming down to the end of it. We're all Cubs fans. But they wouldn't let me get on the couch because they thought it would be bad luck if they switched seats. And I got so angry that I started screaming at them, which was a big surprise to them because they've known me for a long time and I've always been a really quiet person. But the thing that really got me about it at the end was that the first thing that they used to make it seem ironic that I'd done that was that I was a Quaker.
Being a pacifistic religion, you know, you just have a lot of opinions about politics and otherwise at an early age with Quakerism. You know, a lot of my friends that are pro-war and everything, they try to debate with me or something, but I found that if I just like clearly state my position, not a whole lot of people can respond.
When it comes down to it, I really haven't faced that many challenges. Being a pacifist, people at school, like all my friends, like I haven't really been challenged at all as far as that goes. I have found myself, especially in the last couple of years, a lot of times I'll end up being that guy who's jumping into a fight to pull people apart, you know, pulling people aside to talk to them. Most of the people who know me even just a little bit, like know what I'm all about and know that, you know, I'm a lover, I'm not a fighter.
I was a Eagle Scout, and in that troop, they didn't really understand my position. I just went back recently to tell them about college. I told them that I was a peace study major, and they just rolled their eyes.
Being a pacifist sometimes is pretty hard, especially when you have a brother. Sometimes they get aggravated and stuff.
There was one instance when I was jumped when leaving a bar in college. Somebody hit me from behind, and immediately after I kind of came to, I looked at them, and instead of raising my fists in anger, I asked them, "This doesn't make sense to me. I don't even know who you are. Why would you hit me?" And apparently, me getting into a fighting stance would have brought him closer to me, but me using my words and my thoughts and my just confusion for his actions made him jump back 6 feet and just start to curse and scream at me as if I had something wrong with me that I wouldn't fight with him. And that was really powerful. And I think that that's the type of message that people need to realize. If you don't attack somebody or even react to somebody who attacks you, you get very interesting reactions from people.